Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the thrill is gone. The thrill is gone. Many years ago, B.B. King wrote this song called The Thrill Is Gone, and it was used to typify how relationships tend to fade over time, how everything that starts out exciting oftentimes dulls, and then once it does, people have to make some very difficult decisions. Well, my friends, I can tell you that in business, there will be times when the thrill is gone, and many people make the mistake of believing that just because they don't have the same feelings about their entrepreneurial endeavor, their organization, their team, the companies they're working with, that feeling is what's holding them there. And if they don't have it, then they want to hop from opportunity to opportunity, from place to place, because they've never learned and have never been taught how to handle losing the thrill. My friends and neighbors, that's going to be the topic of our lesson today, is how to handle losing the thrill. Listen, the sun sets, flowers fade, green grass turns brown, and entrepreneurs lose their thunder over time. Don't worry, this is a normal occurrence. It's supposed to happen. There are very uninterrupted forces in our existence. Everything has a receding period. Leaves fall off of trees, but don't worry, they come back. By the same token, there will be times when you're not as excited about your entrepreneurial endeavor, when you're not as excited about your home-based business. You don't want to tell the people like you did before. It's not going as well as it used to go. Don't let those things discourage you. On the contrary, learn how to operate in the absence of thrill. Now, thrill is going to be our acronym today. We may not finish it all, but we'll definitely cover the first three components of our thrill formula. That T in our thrill acronym reminds us of the importance of staying true. Yes, my friends and neighbors, staying true. What do you mean, DL? I mean staying true to the vision and true to the system and true to the processes, true to the practices that makes you great. It's okay to go through the motions, remember, as long as they are the right motions. See, sometimes when people lose their thrill, they also lose their will. Well, don't lose your will just because you've lost your thrill. On the contrary, do the things you know should be done. If you've ever worked a 9-to-5 and you had the responsibility of getting up and making that commute to work every day, well, you may not have always felt like doing it. There was no thrill like it was the first week you started working on that job. However, through your will, you got up, you showered, you brushed your teeth, you got yourself together, you put your clothes on, you made the commute. You, even though you didn't have the thrill, you pushed through because of your sheer will. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that's what it means when you talk about staying true. The spouse that stays true to his or her mate makes sure that whatever their responsibilities are, they feel they fulfill those responsibilities, and that's why the relationship survives. Yes, see, there is a difference, my friends and neighbors, between losing a feeling, those are temporary, and losing the will to keep moving forward. Whenever that thrill wanes, don't worry, just continue to stay true. That H reminds us that it's also important for us to heal. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it's important to heal. Football players only play once a week because they need time to heal physically. Businessmen and women take vacations because they need time to heal emotionally. Students get summer breaks and spring breaks just so they can heal mentally. Remember, healing is a part of life. So don't feel guilty because you had a great month last month and now all of a sudden you you're kind of slacking a little bit. All you're doing is going through a normal healing process. Maybe you had a rough month last month, and then right now you may feel like you're not giving it everything could. That's okay. Maybe you're going through a healing process. Remember, everybody needs the opportunity to heal. That's the reason why it's so hard for football teams and professional sports teams to win back-to-back championships, because they need time to heal in so many ways. Remember, snakes shed, bears hibernate, birds fly south for the winter, and you, yes, you also time to heal. That R in our Thrill acronym reminds us of the importance of resisting. You are always at your weakest when your thrill is at its lowest. In other words, when you're least excited about something, that's when temptation can be in and cause you to cut corners. It'll cause you to say the wrong thing and do the wrong thing and be tempted by the wrong things. But the goal, even when you lose the thrill, then you still must possess that strength and will to resist. Yes, resist the urge to throw in the towel. It's going to be strong when your thrill is gone. Resist that urge. Keep forging away. They say that marathon runners, when they are competing in a 26-mile competition, that the thought of quitting approaches them every 3 miles. That every 3 miles, they think about quitting. Imagine that. That means almost 10 times in a marathon, the runners are thinking about quitting. But the ones that continue are those that resist. They resist the urge to stop, and they keep taking additional steps. If you've ever seen tug of war or played tug of war as a kid, there were times when you didn't have the strength to pull, but you did have the strength to hold on. My friends, I'm telling you that there will be times that you may not have the strength that you need to pull, but you've always got the strength to hold on. Resist the urge to jump ship and start doing something else. You know the people who call every 3 months about something different they're doing. Why? It's because the thrill was gone and they couldn't resist the temptation to jump ship and do something else. Don't fall for it, my friends and neighbors. The greatest success stories in our history are success stories of resistance. Henry Ford went bankrupt twice before he was able to get his car company off the ground. And now he's been dead for almost 80 years, and we're still talking about the Ford Motor Company. Yes, my friends, Hilton has had the same story. You name it. It doesn't make a difference. If there's a billionaire around, if there's a success story, I can assure you that at some point there was a challenge of resistance. And that resistance process, those three components that are combined, are designed to make sure that when the thrill is gone, you can still achieve and advance. My friends and neighbors, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I encourage you to explore Success Training Institute. Simply contact the person who sent you this podcast. Find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.